Also, we have the incredible privilege this week to read Parshas Toldos. And the Torah, of course, introduces us with a beautiful pasuk, Eile Toldos Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram holidus Yitzchak. These are the generations of Yitzchak, the son of Avram. Avram birthed Yitzchak. And the Torah then goes on to discuss Yitzchak Avinu married Rivka at the age of 40. We learned about the marriage in last week's parasha already. They struggle with childlessness for a number of years until they are blessed with the birth of twin boys, Yaakov and Esav. The Torah then launches into the narrative of Yaakov and Esav. And that story unfolds over the next few parashios. But Lubavitcher Rebbe raises a very interesting question. He questions the use, the verbiage of the opening verse in the pasuk. Ve'ele toldos Yitzchak ben Avram. These are the generations. And the Rebbe says, usually when you find that verbiage, these are the generations, it's often the way the Torah introduces us to someone. So for example, when we learned about Noach, the Parshas Noach begins, Ele toldos Noach. These are the generations of Noach. And the Torah Kedosha then goes on to tell us about Noach. But that phrase, Ele toldos, is the introduction. The Rebbe points out, we've known Yitzchak already for a long time. We've seen Yitzchak since his birth. We've seen Yitzchak in the interactions with Yishmael. We've seen Yitzchak with the Akedah. As the Medrash tells us, that after the Akedah, Avraham Avinu comes back to Be'er Sheva, Yitzchak spends time in Gan Eden, whatever that means. We saw the marriage of Yitzchak and Rivka in last week's parasha. We know Yitzchak. We've learned about Yitzchak already for a while. So what does it mean, Eile Toldos Yitzchak, as if we're being introduced to him for the first time? And the Lubavitcher Rebbe says something so beautiful. I want to quote to you. He says, it teaches us an incredible lesson. L'lamdecha, shetachlis hakavona eina mesiras nefesh, kimoha akeda, o ha'aliyah ligan eden, ela beirur ha'olam asiyas dir lo yisbarach petachtonim. The Rebbe says something so amazing. He says, you might think that the pinnacle of Judaic accomplishment is to do something like the Akedah, a willingness to sacrifice yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or perhaps the pinnacle of Judaic accomplishment is the ability to spend time in Gan Eden while still in this world. And the Rebbe says those are incredible things. But ultimately, again, that's not the pinnacle of Judaic accomplishment in this world. What's the apex of Yiddish accomplishment in this world? Eile Toldos Yitzchak. Eile Toldos Yitzchak represents a transition in Yitzchak Avinu's life. From going from a state of being of the Akedah and Gan Eden, and coming into the world, getting married, establishing a family, creating a home, and having HaKadosh Baruch Hu a part of his day-to-day life. Says the Rebbe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not expect spiritual heroism from us. He does not ask of us to be ready to put ourselves on the altar of life. Nor does he ask us to be on the kind of level where we can enter into Gan Eden while still living in this world. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask? It's simple. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I just want you to find holiness. I want you to find Kedusha in day-to-day life. Whatever you're doing, just find a spark of holiness. So a person has a career and they go to work, find a way to maintain fidelity and allegiance to your values, even in the workplace. Make sure that you're careful to preserve your ruchnius, even in your workplace. Be mekadishim shemaim, sanctify the name of heaven, even in your workplace. Your zocha to have children, inspire those children. Lead by example. Show those children what it means to be a Jew and show them how privileged they are to be brought up in a Jewish home and have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you the gift of a spouse. Invest in your marriage. Work on your marriage. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you another day of life. Make sure to set aside time to learn Torah. Make sure to give of yourself in acts of chesed, charitable kindness towards others. Give tzedakah, even though you work hard for your money. Make sure that you give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's other children who may be in need. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not need us to be heroic. He doesn't need us to do something dramatic. He just needs us to find the holiness that is there in day-to-day life, to find that spark and to fan it and to maximize it. That's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks of us. And says the Rebbe, that's the meaning in the Pasuk. Eile Toldos Yitzchok. Do you want to know the part of Yitzchok's life that in the eyes of the Torah was the primary life? It wasn't the Akedah, and it wasn't Gan Eden, and it wasn't all of the miraculous things. Eile Toldos Yitzchok. What's Yitzchak Avinu's life? Yitzchak Avinu's primary part of his life, he got married, he set up a home, he had children, and he brought HaKadosh Baruch Hu into his everyday life. That's Eile Toldos Yitzchak. That's the life of Yitzchak Avinu. That's the primary part of his existence. And the message for us is so profound. We're often pulled in many different directions. Our job is to find holiness, to find the spark, to find Kiddusha, to sanctify HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, and to sanctify ourselves in every life situation. The metric of a successful Judaic life is not heroic activity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not need you to be the best. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not need you to do something that's going to grab headlines. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not need you to do something so heroic that other people are going to gasp and say, wow, such a tzaddik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just needs me to bring him in to every aspect of my life, to my work life, to my marriage, to my children, to my personal life, to my free time, to my recreation. Eile Toldos Yitzchak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need us to be heroes. He just wants us to live our lives with him. An incredible insight. Because we often think that for Yitzchak Avinu, certainly when looking at Yitzchak's life, if you were to ask any of us, I think most of us, what was the pinnacle of Yitzchak's existence? I don't think we would say that it was his day-to-day life with his family or his day-to-day life as an individual. I think we would most certainly point to the Akedah and the other high points. But Eile Toldos Yitzchak. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't need you to do anything extraordinary. I just need you to make the ordinary extraordinary. I just need you to take everyday life and infuse Kiddusha, infuse holiness, infuse light, infuse spiritual luminescence into everything that you do. Find me at work, find me at home, find me in your spare time, find me in your marriage, find me with your children, find me in you. Eile Toldos Yitzchak. May we be zochem Yirat Hashem to internalize this incredible message of the Torah, to internalize the incredible message of Yitzchak Avinu. When life calls upon us to do heroic things, may we find the courage to answer the call. But more often than that, life does not require us to be heroic. Life just requires us to do something beautiful in the ordinariness of day-to-day life. May we be zoche to find that courage. May we be zoche to find that Kadosh Baruch Hu in everything we do. Wishing everyone a good Shabbos, a restful Shabbos, a restorative Shabbos, a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.